decision to relocate the US embassy in Israel to Jerusalem has sparked fears of violent protests across the Arab world. President Donald Trump is expected to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel in a speech tomorrow, setting in motion a move that upends decades of US policy. And it's already provoking heated debate, with concerns the decision will end any chance of peace negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians. Thomas Ariti reports.
It's a divided issue, and that was clear as ever this afternoon as ABC News covered the story.
This sort of move can also violate, and I think
there's not going to be any military invasion or anything like this. We're talking about a symbolic act that simply acknowledges an existing reality.
That's Amin Sakel, the director of the Centre for Arab and Islamic Studies at the Australian National University, and he was live on air with Peter Wertheim from the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. Professor Sakel said that a decision to officially recognise Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and move the US embassy from Tel Aviv to the disputed city would be in flagrant violation of international law.
It will play right into the hands of those Muslim extremist groups which can now turn around and say that the United States is supporting Israel for occupying the third holiest sites of Islam.
The US President Donald Trump is expected to formally make the declaration in a speech tomorrow, and he told Arab leaders, including the President of the Palestinian Authority earlier today. Peter Wertheim from the Executive Council of Australian Jewry says it's simply reflecting a long-existing reality.
Jerusalem has been the seat of government for Israel since the establishment of the state in 1948. It's where the Israeli parliament is, it's where the High Court is, it's where the Israeli ministries are, but more importantly, it's where foreign governments and their representatives come when they meet Israeli government officials.
But nothing's changing yet, and potentially not for years. Diplomats don't have a building in Jerusalem to move into, and there are no security arrangements in place or housing for them. So US officials say President Trump will sign a national security waiver that authorises him to delay the relocation. And that's added to the sense of confusion and uncertainty surrounding the timing of the announcement. Dov Waxman is a professor of Israel studies at Northeastern University in Boston.
Why do something that may well torpedo any sort of possibility of peace talks down the line?
What could the ramifications be for that peace process?
Well, I think first and foremost, if this does go ahead, this is going to put the Palestinian president in a really awkward position. He's going to be facing a huge amount of uproar from Palestinians who are going to be outraged at this and what they see as the United States completely supporting the Israeli position over the future of Jerusalem.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has warned of what he's called the dangerous consequences for regional stability, and observers are concerned about a violent response across the Arab world. Daniel Kurtzer is a former US ambassador to Israel under US President George W. Bush and Egypt prior to that. He's now a professor of Middle East Studies at Princeton University.
This will effectively take the United States out of the role of a third-party intermediary. It also could spark violence, not just in the West Bank itself, but elsewhere in the Arab and Muslim world. We've seen it before, that what happens in Jerusalem doesn't stay in Jerusalem. It impacts emotional attitudes throughout the Arab and Muslim world.
How does this compare to decades of U.S. foreign policy before now?
You know, it's been known to every administration that Israel's capital is Jerusalem, and it is unusual not to have an embassy located in the capital of the host country. But the reason for this, which every administration until now has agreed to, is that this is such a sensitive issue that it would be unwise for the United States to take a unilateral step like the one that Trump is likely to take tomorrow.
Israel says it's preparing for every option, but it has hailed the impending announcement as recognition of Jerusalem as the eternal capital of the Jewish people for 3,000 years, and as the capital of the State of Israel. Peter Wertheim from the Executive Council of Australian Jewry has also questioned the Palestinian approach to the conflict.
The Palestinian strategy in recent years has been to try to extract concessions out of Israel using international pressure. rather than through face-to-face negotiations with the Israelis.
Not according to the Australia-Palestine Advocacy Network. Bishop George Browning is the group's president.
The boot is on the other foot, and when the Palestinians are asked to concede something like they must recognise Israel, which is fair enough, they have, then Israel changes the goalposts, and now they're expected to recognise Israel as a Jewish state.
The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, says there are no plans to relocate Australia's Tel Aviv embassy. She's added that matters relating to Jerusalem are subject to final status negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority, and that Australia supports a two-state solution.
Thomas Ariti reporting.